The historic Armory Quadrangle neighborhood will undergo aesthetic improvements beginning next fall with a project to repave streets, replace sidewalks, put in new street lights and green spaces. It's to be paid for with $1.6 million in federal money, obtained as earmarks by Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal.
Well, I think aesthetics do a very important job of welcoming people and making them feel secure. And the streetscape will be very important.
The infrastructure improvements are planned to coincide with the completing of construction of a state government data center. The large facility is being built at a cost of $110 million behind a restored facade of the former Springfield Technical High School. It's just a block from a new federal courthouse. It opened a few years ago, built at a cost of $50 million. The Armory Quadrangle neighborhood includes the Springfield Armory, which is a national park and historic site. The neighborhood is also home to museums, the city's central library, and the headquarters of both the Roman Catholic and Episcopal Church Diocese of Western Massachusetts. There are also condominiums and upscale apartment buildings. Jerry Enright of the Neighborhood Civic Association says the government investment has had a positive impact.
The quality of life here is dramatically improved. We've seen a lot of decrease in crime. Infrastructure, the buildings have been rehabbed. There's more people coming here to live that want to live and partake in the neighborhood. So it's been a much better place to live, work, play in the neighborhood since a lot of these projects have come to fruition.
Because the museums on the Quadrangle and the Armory bring a lot of visitors to Springfield, it's a place where the city must look its best, according to Mayor Dominic Sarno.
You're going to have all the roadway work done, aesthetic, which is important. Water and sewer will be done ahead of time. Historic lighting will be put into place. And this really continues to become a destination type area.
The final aesthetic improvements will culminate a 10-year plan for the neighborhood, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
The idea was to make a large impact, not a small redevelopment project, but a large scale. And I think everybody that lives here in the neighborhood, I think, is very appreciative of it. And it's great for the Museums Association. It's great for the whole area.
The project has brought more employment to the area and private investments. A new museum of Springfield history was opened in a former office building after it was renovated at a cost of close to $10 million.
It was a business plan that people participated in, both nonprofit, for-profit, and neighborhood associations. And that was the key to it. It really established that political inertia behind it that really made it work.
The state government data center will bring about 50 jobs to the neighborhood. The facility will be a high-performance, state-of-the-art, energy-efficient computer center essential to the operations of almost every aspect of Massachusetts state government, from collecting taxes to issuing driver's licenses. It will consolidate more than 150 other data storage facilities scattered across the state. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.